As Rennie said, I believe that's our ring.
I dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum has finally hit upon a plan which he thinks will eventually rid Pine Ridge of its new talkative schoolteacher, Professor Sloan. He has decided to encourage a love match involving the professor and Widow Abernathy. Judging from his own experience, Lum feels that nothing could make a man want to leave quicker than to be pursued by the widow. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jotting down store and library, discussing the progress of this match. Listen.
So the widow didn't act like she's much interested in Professor Sloan, huh?
No. All the time her and him was at the store here, the widow just kept looking sideways at me and sort of giggling.
Well?
Never paid no attention to the professor at all, hardly.
Well, of course, I don't blame her much, Lum. If I was a woman, I don't believe I'd pick him out to spark at me, either. He ain't the romantic type.
Well, I know, but we've got to make the widow Abernathy think he is.
Well, that ain't going to be easy, I can tell you that right now.
I know it ain't, but it's the best way I can think of to get shut of the professor. When she starts chasing him, he's going to pack up and leave so fast it'll make his own head swim.
Well, are you sure that'll make him leave, Lum?
Well, I'm sure it will. I know I always feel like leaving Pine Ridge every time she looks at me sideways and starts that giggling.
Well,
that's the worst one sensation a fella can go through.
Yeah, well, you ought to know she's been giggling at you for years.
Yeah, I wish there was some way of selling her to the giver man.
Giver man?
She's an awful good secret weapon to use on the enemy.
Well, why don't we just write the giver man and find out?
No, Abner, just joshing, silly.
Oh, joshing. I thought you serious. Sounded like a good idea when you said it. Fact says, I believe it is a good idea. Lum, let's just write a letter to the giver man and see what they say.
No, we ain't going to write no letters.
Well, we could write just a little letter.
No, not even a little one. Wait a minute, though. I granted, I believe you give me an idea.
Well, I never give it to you, Lum. This was your idea.
I don't mean that. I mean we're going to write a letter to the widow. A love letter.
A love letter? Now, don't get me in on this, Lum.
Well, don't worry, I ain't. This letter's going to be from Professor Sloan.
Oh.
We assign his name to it.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Fanny, that ought to get the widow interested in it.
Yeah.
Get out some paper and pencil there.
Yeah, I'll get some.
And find some that don't say jot 'em down store on it.
Yeah.
We don't want her to know where the letter actually come from.
Well, here's some. Here's blank on both sides. This ink tablet here, Lum.
Yeah, that's good. You got a pencil?
Yeah. Just shortened one up this morning. Yeah, here.
Yeah, well, you keep it.
Uh-huh.
I want you to do the writing.
No, you better do this, Lum. You can write better than me.
No, she's liable to recognize my handwriting. Nobody in the world can recognize that scratch in yours.
They can't, huh?
Now, you sit there and write while I dictate.
All right. Go ahead, dictate.
Let's see. Make that my dearest darling Lydia.
Lydia?
Yeah, that's her given name.
Oh, I'd clean forgot about that. Then she used to just call her widow, you know.
You got that wrote down?
Darling, yes. Lydia, is that a L-I-D?
I reckon so.
Yeah.
Let's see, what do you think we ought to say next?
Oh, I don't know. How about, I love you?
Oh, no.
Well, that's what we want the widow to think, isn't it?
Yeah, but that comes too quick in the letter.
Oh.
We got to sort of lead up to that gradual. I love you oughtn't to come till the second or third sentence. Can't start right out of that way, first letter.
Well, how about this then? How are you?
No, that's too common.
Well, that's how Elizabeth's brother Fred down in Texas always starts out his letters. How are you? We are fine. Hope you are fine, too.
Yeah, well, that's all right when you're writing to relays. This is a love letter, though.
Well, then we ought to put out, I love you.
No, I know the professor wouldn't start out his letter like that. Don't forget, we got to make this sound like it was him writing it.
Well, I don't know what he'd say, Lum. All he ever talks about is that Egyptian school system.
Maybe we ought to mention something like that then.
Huh?
That way there couldn't be no doubts about where it come from.
Oh, no. Well, how about, my dearest darling Lydia, the Egyptian school system is a good one. I love you.
No, that don't sound right.
Well, it's got I love you pushed down into the second sentence there.
Well, no, but there's something wrong there. Maybe you better start it out this way. My dearest darling Lydia, how are you? I take my pen in hand to drop you a few lines to let you know how I'm getting along.
Well, Long, that how are you, I thought you said that was just for relays.
Well, I believe it's considered good form for love letters, too. Now, think about it. Put that down.
Yeah, how are you?
All right, now put down, I am fine.
I am fine.
Hope you are fine, too.
Hope you are... This don't sound very romantic, Long.
Well, we're coming to that. You've got to be subtile about these things.
Well, does I love you come next?
No, first we better say something about how our hair looks.
Oh, my goodness, Mom, don't let the professor tell her that. She never will speak to him.
Well, we don't say how it actually looks. We say it looks pretty and that he admires it.
Well, he must not have good eyesight. That's all I can say for him.
Write this down. I have admired your beautiful hair, which is like spun gold.
Spun gold?
Yeah, sounds good, don't it? I read that summer. Hope I can recollect that. I might want to use that myself sometime.
Are you sure you mean gold, Mom? Her hair is more the color of old arm.
No, I mean spun gold. Put that down.
Yeah, all right. I'm Perry DeWitter ain't going to know who the professor is talking about, though.
Don't worry, she'll know. Now, let's see. Uh-oh, wait a minute. There comes Cedric Weehunt. Better not let him know exactly what we're doing, Abner. He always tells everything he knows.
Yeah, I won't say nothing to no one.
Wonderful world.
Hey, howdy, Cedric. Come on back.
Yeah, how are you, Cedric?
All right, I think. What are you fellas doing, writing a letter?
Oh, sort of one. You got that last sentence down there, Abner?
Yeah, I got it.
Who are you writing to, Mr. Long?
Oh, nobody.
Well, how do you know who to address the letter to, then?
Cedric, don't ask them any questions. Now, I'll put down something about her eyes, Abner.
Her eyes?
Yeah, say how much he admires them, too. Then say admires her complexion and her lips and chin. Maybe you can bunch all them things together.
Yeah, might as well. They're already pretty well bunched together, as near as I can see.
Is this a love letter you fellas are writing?
Oh, no.
Sounds like it is. I'd love to write a love letter to somebody sometime. Only I ain't in love with nobody. I'm too busy with my schoolwork these days.
Schoolwork? Are you going to try school again this year, Cedric?
Yes, Mom.
Well...
Keep writing, Abner.
I am.
Papa had a talk with the new teacher, Professor Sloan. He said I was too big a boy to be in the third grade.
Well...
Who said that to Professor?
Yes, Mom. So he said if I could take a intelligence test, why, he'd put me in the sixth grade. Or maybe even the seventh grade. Boy.
Well, that sounds good, Cedric. You have to pass an intelligence test now.
Yes, Mom.
You think you can pass it?
Well, I don't know. Intelligence is one subject I ain't never taken up.
No, I've noticed that. You got that finished yet, Emma?
Just about. I'm writing at it.
All right, then, write down that he hopes he's going to see her quite a lot while he's here in Pine Ridge. And, oh, that ought to be enough. Go ahead and sign. Well, you know how to sign it.
Yeah, I know, but we ain't said I love you yet nowhere, Tom.
Granny, that's right.
Well, no, it ain't in here at all. This talks about how pretty he thinks she is and all that, but he never does tell her that he loves her here.
Yeah, we ought to get that in there for
sure. Why, sure, that's what we're writing a letter for.
Well, Abner, you can't come right out flat-footed and tell some woman you're in love with her. You gotta sort of make her guess it.
Well, I don't know how you're going to make her guess it. If you're in love with her, come out and say so. Don't beat around the stump about it.
Well, we'll write her another some other time and get that in there.
Another?
Finishing this and up the way I told you.
All right.
Papa said it might help if you'd write me a reference letter, Mr. Lowe.
Oh, what kind of letter?
A reference. One that says Cedric is a good, smart boy and all such as that.
Oh, you mean a reference letter? Sure, I'll write you one.
Papa says it ought to help me get into sixth grade, as long as you're president of the school board and all.
Yeah, it ought to. I ought to have something to say about the school system here. Are you through yet, Emma?
Yeah, it's all good. Good.
Now, here's another letter I want to dictate.
Huh?
Are you ready?
Just a minute. Yeah, go ahead.
To Professor Sloan. Whom it may concern.
To Professor Sloan?
Yeah.
Papa said a reference letter might help me get into sixth grade.
Yeah, you already told us that, Cedric. You got that, Abner?
Yeah, got it.
Cedric Weehunt is a good boy.
Oh.
And smart, too. Almost.
This might even help me get in the seventh grade, the way that's sounding.
I would consider it a favor to me if you done
well,
all you can.
Wait a minute, not so fast, Mom. I can't write that fast.
All right.
Tripping over my tongue here.
Got that?
Yeah, just about.
Done all you can to help Cedric get into the sixth grade. Signed, L. Edwards, president of the school board.
Boy, that sounds awful good. I ain't never had a reference letter before.
Well, there it is. It's all it. Do you want to put it in an envelope?
Yeah. I reckon you want to take this with you, don't you, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. I'm going over there and hand it to the school teacher right now.
Oh, wait a minute, Abner. You sure that's the right letter now?
Yeah, it's the right one. See there? To Professor Stallone.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
I'd hate to have him get a hold of a certain other letter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, here you are, Cedric. And I hope you have good luck with that intelligence test.
Yes, Mom. Well, much obliged. I hope I do, too.
Yeah.
I'll let you know how it come out.
Yeah, do that, Cedric. So long.
Oh, wonderful world.
Doggy, this going to seem funny having Cedric in the sixth grade, ain't it?
Yeah. I hope that ain't too hard a test the professor's ain't giving him.
No.
Whereabouts is that letter now? You know, read it over and see how it sounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll get it for him. Let's see now. Where'd I put that thing?
You had it right there on the counter, didn't you?
Yeah, had it just now.
And I know you never put it in that envelope.
No, I made sure and never done that, no.
Well, maybe it fell on the floor over there.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Hi, Dogies. You know what I done, Mom?
No, why?
I wrote Cedric's letter on the back of the one you just dictated to the weather.